the Top 5 at 5 on the Rokan Show with Anna DeVlantis. Brought to you by Builder Supply Outlet. True outlet prices every day. Now home of the Edge Kitchen and Bath Showroom.
It's the Top 5 on the Rokan Show. Let's go!
Checking in at
number 5.
Honoring fallen officers, memorial held today. The 5 police officers killed in last week's attack in Dallas. The president talked about race relations in America.
Race relations have improved dramatically in my lifetime. Those who deny it are dishonoring the struggles that helped us achieve that progress.
George W. Bush was among the speakers today. He said that the shock of the evil of this tragedy has not faded.
At times, it seems like the forces pulling us apart are stronger than the forces binding us together. Argument turns too easily into animosity. Disagreement escalates too quickly into dehumanization. Too often, we judge other groups by their worst examples, while judging ourselves by our best intentions.
It was very solemn. I thought the president was good in these situations, isn't he? It's just so sad to look at the family members of the police officers. And again, I think that the mayor of Dallas stood up and gave perhaps the best speech, if it's possible to outshine Obama when it comes to this stuff. He was very, it was moving.
I think everybody brought something different to it today, too, as I was watching it. The president was incredibly emotional. Mm-hmm. And passionate about
and he said
this.
That he didn't. He wrote the speech. He wanted to write the speech and delivered it from the heart. Is what a lot of the commentary about his speech was.
And it is just we live. He has been the president for a pretty awful 8 years of gun violence in America, right? If you think about some of these incidents, whether it was the theater in Denver or the situation at Sandy Hook, this. Terrible situation. I mean, it's just been just this year alone.
He mentioned that he's been to a lot of funerals, and he has. Boy, he has.
All right. Checking in at
number 4.
Support is pouring in for Dallas in the wake of this attack. 5 officers obviously killed, a dozen others hit in this. Among those rallying behind the police department are 2 young girls, a 12-year-old Lauren Roach and 11-year-old Landry Nealon, who dropped off a check for $10,000, money they raised in just 2 days, the lemonade stand in North Dallas.
And we felt really bad for all the victims' families.
We just really feel that, like, every little penny counted.
And at first, we thought we would get about $100, but after we got to about $5,000, we realized we could really get this really high up.
Wow. How about that?
How cool is that? It was so one of the most moving things is to hear these police officers' stories, and the president talked about that too when he said that one of these had just helped a homeless man the night before and bought him lunch or dinner or something like that, and just talked about how they were involved in their community and really cared. And boy, that just brought tears in my eyes when I heard about that, because you just think, oh my gosh, what a great thing these little girls were doing.
Absolutely. And, you know, from these incredible tragedies, sometimes those green shoots of good things occur. Mm-hmm. This is one of them.
Yes, it is.
All right. Going a little early here because I've got some Bernie Sanders I want to play for you.
Can't wait.
Yes. Definitely going to want to stay tuned for this. The top 5 at 5 continues. I don't even know where to begin with any of this.
Number 5.
I mean.
Number 3.
Oh.
What
there
I meant.
You go.
Whoop, boom. Senator Bernie Sanders offering his long-awaited endorsement to Hillary Clinton.
The profound lesson that I have learned is that this campaign is not really about Hillary Clinton or Donald Trump or Bernie Sanders or any other candidate who sought the presidency. This campaign is about the needs of the American people and addressing the very serious crises that we face.
I like how he keeps hitting the microphone.
I was like, was that his hand when he does that dot thing when he goes down? Was that hitting it?
Yeah, he just keeps hitting the microphone. And another thing, I would like to say that this lady that I just hugged
in an awkward way.
Where is she? She's behind me somewhere. Hold on.
It was awkward.
It was very odd. The whole thing was awkward.
It was, yeah. A lot of Bernie Sanders say they're feeling burned and not feeling the burn anymore.
No,
because they're not. Well,
he supposed to do? What's he supposed to stay in it?
No, I don't think they're
saying. And then ensure Donald Trump a victory?
They want their $27 back.
I will give you back $26.95. That is my final offer. Although Bernie Sanders is the kind of guy who goes, I will get you $54 back.
He doesn't say that. But how about Hillary Clinton adopting his most of his education plan, free education for working families?
Here's more Bernie.
Hillary Clinton understands that we must fix an economy in America that is rigged and that sends almost all of the new wealth and income to the top 1%. Hillary Clinton understands that if someone in America works 40 hours a week, that person should not be living in poverty. She believes, we all believe, that we must raise the minimum wage to a living wage.
Hold on. I hit the microphone.
You have done it again.
Yeah, and Bernie, it's much more effective if you speak into the microphone as opposed to hitting it. I have lost my ability to control my right arm.
Go to his Facebook page, though. People are angry about this, and I don't know. We'll have to see if the Sanders supporters convert to Hillary Clinton or not.
Here's Hillary sucking up like there's no tomorrow.
Over the years, I've gotten to know him as a colleague and a friend. His reputation for passionate advocacy hasn't always made him the most popular person in Washington. But you know what? That's generally a sign you're doing something right.
You know, it's almost like when she starts the first two words of a sentence, you can finish it for her.
Because you know where it's going?
You know where it's going. That is a sign that you're doing something right? She upglides at the wrong places. And, you know, Bill is sitting back there. All right, I knew it.
Do this better.
Oh, God. Please tell her to stop yelling.
I can just envision the tweets Donald is putting together. And, you know, Donald Trump can accuse me of playing the woman card all he wants. If fighting for equal pay and paid family leave is playing the woman card, then deal me in.
She yells like that at home, too. It's too much.
At some point, she has to pivot, though, and not just be the anti-Trump candidate. And it seems like a lot of her speeches are characterized by not Trump or never Trump or why Trump is going to be so bad. And talk about what you know it is she's going to be doing. And I just felt a little unclear how many of Bernie Sanders' policies she was going to adapt. Is she really for 15? Because he is, the $15 an hour. It was more sort of embracing the topics generally, but not specifically.
Although she went specifically on the college thing. You know, if your family makes under $125,000, we're going to give you free college.
And it's public universities and colleges, yeah.
Right. Well, that's how are they going to pay for that?
Like $500 billion.
Because there's $500 billion just laying around somewhere. Mm-hmm. We can find it. All you have to do.
Stop doing that role. God, that's annoying.
Find. All right. Checking in at
number two.
I'm going to get in trouble from engineering. Presumptive Republican nominee Donald Trump in Chicago today at a fundraiser, followed by a rally in Indiana. RNC is next week. Governor Bruce Rauner was not there today in Chicago, where the Trumpster was. Wasn't at the fundraiser. But his office scheduled an event at the same time. So Charles Thomas from our friends at ABC7, he asked this. What about it? That's what Charles said. What about this? What about this, Donald Trump? Hey, what about it, Bruce Rauner?
I love you, Charles. I'm not going to comment. Not going to comment.
Well, not going
to
comment.
Hear you say something. I mean, come on. You can't wait till tomorrow. Today's the day. He is here. He's right.
I've said everything I'm going to say about the presidential race.
Would you talk?
Is that Marianne Ahern, too? There. He didn't want to talk about it.
Didn't want to talk about it. Doesn't want to talk about it. I've said everything I'm going to say about the presidential race. I've said everything I'm going to say about the president. No, you haven't.
What can you say? I don't know.
I don't. You know, this is. He's the governor. He's a Republican governor, right? I mean, you got to say something.
He's got his own battles.
All right.
That are pressing here in our state.
I know what he's saying right now. If he's listening to the radio, no, I don't. I don't have to. Why would I have to? Because you're the Republican governor. That's why.
Number one.
Have you noticed I'm just having a conversation with myself now? I mean, that's
you're sort
just,
of going Bernie Sanders
doing.
On
like,
us.
Right, Bernie Sanders having a conversation with himself.
And another thing.
And one more thing I wanted to point out about this woman behind me. Wait, where is she? All right, here we go. Bryan Cranston stopped by the Today Show to talk about his new movie, The Infiltrator. He plays a U.S. Customs agent who goes deep undercover. But what surprised the show was his reveal about another role that he wishes to tackle.
I'd like to play Donald Trump at some point.
Really?
Oh, he's huge. He's this Shakespearean character, this serio-tragic comedic character. Who wouldn't want to take a bite out of that?
Are you working on your huge?
Huge. It's huge. Let me tell you something. This I can tell you.
Wow.
It is huge.
You got it down already.
Do I really? I don't know.
Itself,
I think it's like a caricature right
now. Your Seinfeld's very good, too, actually. Yeah. I won't put you on the spot, but it's very good.
No, I know. Jerry Seinfeld!
Yeah.
Oh! I'm offended as a comedian.
He could probably do it. Carry it off.
I'd like to see him play Bernie Sanders. Actually, we'd have Larry David and Bryan Cranston in one of those meetings. So, you know, like 30 years from now on HBO, there'll be some, if there still is an HBO, if there's still in America, if there's still a planet Earth 30 years from now after one of these two wins the presidency. Well, a sit-down conversation like, you know, Elvis and Nixon.
Oh, my gosh. Wouldn't that be beautiful?
Between all of these. Why do you make things up off the top of your head? What are you, okay? I am rubber, you're glue. Whatever you say, bounces off me and sticks to you, okay? All right. Do you mind? Thank you.
Let's go.
The top five at five.